Hey brother, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. Talking to you about a little tool that I call BHAVE. It comes from the origins of the word behave, but we're just splitting it apart into be and have. Most people think that they just need to have a certain thing to be able to be a certain way. So for example, if I'm talking to a guy about a relationship issue, maybe he wants more passion in his relationship. He wants more excitement, more connection, more enthusiasm, more affection. So with him, we'll say, okay, so you want to have that stuff. So how do you need to be able to have that stuff? Most people think that you have to have something to be able to be something. So I have to have passion in my relationship to be able to be happy. I have to have affection in my relationship to be able to feel loved. I have to have desire and enthusiasm in my relationship to be able to feel wanted, right? I have to have these things for me to be able to feel happy and content and like this is the place I want to be. Now, the difference is when you split it apart and you start with the be rather than the have, now we're starting to look into who it is that you would be if you already had those things. So, say for example, I want more passion, more enthusiasm, more connection, more affection in my relationship. So if that was already happening, right? If my relationship was already full with all that gushy, good, connected, fun, loving, laughter, flirtation, all that good stuff that you want to have, that passion, that desire, the stuff that you really enjoy. If that was already happening in my relationship, how would I be? What kind of man would I be? So for me, this would be, I would be relaxed. I would be calm. I would be happy. I would be fun. I wouldn't take life so seriously. I would be flirtatious. I would be mischievous. I would be direct. I would be sexual. I would be affectionate. I would be deliberate about planning and pushing things forward and making dates and having lots and lots of connected time together. Or at least I would be making those opportunities through how I was being, right? Because I've already got this connected, passionate relationship. So I'm just going to be that way. I don't need to try and make it happen. I'm already just being that person and enjoying it, right? Really enjoying being that man, loving being that man. So the understanding is that when you be the way you would be in the kind of relationship that you want in your future, when you just be that guy, you start to notice that things start to respond to you. You start creating the difference in your life that you want to have. It's amazing how often we see people suddenly responding to a different man who's showing up in the relationship, right? Suddenly, when he starts being more relaxed, when he starts being more adventurous, when he starts being more fun and flirtatious, when he doesn't care about needing somebody else to do that first, he's starting to lead the relationship somewhere different, right? It takes courage. So you have to be courageous. It takes being willing to take risks, right? To be vulnerable. It takes knowing what you want and committing deliberately to starting to create that in your life. Here's a caveat. I don't know, nobody knows whether the person you're currently with is able to respond and meet you in the kind of relationship that you want to have. So you want more passion in your relationship. You start creating the environment for that. And that really comes from you being full of passion, right? You loving being a man who's living a life that is moving in the direction that he wants it to go in. You bring that passion. You become passionate. You fill your life with passion. You fill everything you do with passion. You become what it is that you want to have. And then watch as things start to respond to you. I know you'll have seen this with other people where there are certain people that you know in your life who are passionate. They're just passionate about everything. And those people seem to have more passion, more engagement, more connection, more fun. All the kinds of things that we've been talking about. What does it look like to have a passionate life? What does it look like to have a passionate relationship? those people who are already passionate, who didn't get there because somebody gave them the passion. They created that passion, and it starts by becoming a passionate man. So that's what I wanted to give to you today. Behave. How you behave, how you be, is what you have. Hope that's useful for you. Take care, guys. See you soon. Bye.